I'm pleased to welcome to the studio today Dr. Stephen Samets, Ronald J. Ulrich Professor of Music and Director of Lehigh University Choral Arts. He's also the founding director of the Lehigh Choral Union and the Lehigh University Choral Composers Forum. Welcome, Stephen.
Always wonderful to be here.
Lehigh University Choir, the Glee Club, and Dolce, in collaboration with several other local arts organizations, celebrate Shakespeare in If Music Be the Food of Love on April 1st and Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Baker Hall Zellner Arts Center on the campus of Lehigh University. So it sounds like an intriguing program. What's on the docket, Stephen?
Well, we are celebrating the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. That sounds a little grim, but his life probably affected almost all of us in some way or another. Short of the Bible, it would be difficult to cite a body of work more influential on our language. And composers throughout the ages have set the words of Shakespeare. So we are going to be doing a program that celebrates his life and the music that has come from his beautiful poetry.
So for the tribute to Shakespeare, you're also adding not just the poetry, but you have readings. We are obviously with the choral arts. It's lots of song and puppets, in fact, plus dancers.
Well, we wanted to celebrate the whole Renaissance ethos. So I started out with the idea of making a kind of Renaissance fair around the life of Shakespeare. So there, I wanted to have jesters and fire eaters and dancers and puppetry, and some of that is coming to the stage. And we're delighted that we are welcoming to Zellner the Mock Turtle Marionette Theater, which is Doug Royston's troupe of wonderful puppets. And he has designed several new pieces that are puppet choreography to what we are singing. So, for example, he will be creating birds for William Cornish's Robin. He'll be doing a whole kind of dramatic scene for Benjamin Britten's piece for men's choir, The Ballad of Lady Barnard and Little Musgrave, a classic 17th century ballad set, of course, by a 20th century composer. And to this we add the delight of puppets doing the entire acting of Lady Barnard and Little Musgrave, who are having a kind of ménage à trois. And they are discovered, unfortunately, by Lord Barnard, and everybody is killed at the end, and the puppets beautifully die. And also, while we're on the subject of these puppets, we're doing a piece of Ralph Vaughan Williams, again, about a period character. He wrote five Tudor portraits, and from that we are doing the third of them, which is called The Epitaph of John Jaybird of Diss. And John Jaybird apparently was this very less than savory character. He was a cleric of the 16th century. And for that, Doug Royston has created a giant 12-foot puppet that rises on stage amidst flashpots and lights and is very wonderfully threatening in a kind of delightful family way. And kind of there's dancers that emerge out of the puppet. To Doug's credit, this is a really beautiful moment of theater via puppetry where he brings this character of this cleric to life while the guys are singing Ralph Vaughan Williams' beautiful John Jaybird of Diss. So the puppetry element is, I think, going to be beautiful in this performance. And to this, we are also adding dancers from the Pennsylvania Ballet Guild, just a few dancers to bring us Renaissance dance elements. But they'll also be doing some kind of more modern dance with our more modern pieces, one of which is a new piece of mine on a Shakespearean text from King John. At King John's death, his son bemoans his father and says, "I am the signet of this pale, faint swan." It's a bit of a lament, and it's beautifully danced by a solo dancer. So there's a dance element that happens, and to this we are also adding Shakespearean readings, and we're delighted that the students of Lehigh in the Department of Theater will be reading from Othello and Twelfth Night and As You Like It, and of course Macbeth, the play that we can't really mention the name of. So there's this coordination of many, many talents that are going to be on stage, bringing the life of Shakespeare to music and to our audience.
It sounds like a phenomenal program. My goodness, so many moving parts, so much to see on the stage. You also have some period instruments. I noticed you have Larry Lipkus doing period instruments as well. So tell us about the musical, the instrumental component.
Well, we're always happy when we can cross the river and work with our wonderful colleagues from Moravian. So Larry Lipkis and John Arnold, local luminaries, will be supplying recorder and viol and lute accompaniments to some of our more period pieces, works that listeners might know well from the Renaissance, Mistress Mine and Farewell, Dear Love, and It Was a Lover and His Lass, and The Silver Swan of Gibbons, all period pieces that we are delighted to have period accompaniment with. And maybe we could listen to one of those now. Orlando Gibbons' Silver Swan is on the myth of the swan who, at dying, sings one note, that the swan is mute during its whole life. So this is a beautiful image of music happening at a moment of death. Of course, this is practically every opera theme in the 19th century, is that the heroine has to die singing.
Unfortunately.
Always. So this predates this by a few centuries. And this would be Orlando Gibbons being performed by the Cambridge Singers under John Rutter.
We've been listening to Piece by John Rutter, performed by the Cambridge Singers. And if you're just joining us in the studios, my guest is Dr. Stephen Sammets, director of the Lehigh University Choral Arts, and we're talking about the upcoming performance to mark the 400th anniversary of the death of William Shakespeare. And if you're interested in tickets, the performance is first on Friday, April 1st, and then Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m. in Baker Hall Zellner Arts Center on the campus of Lehigh University. For tickets, you can call 610-758-2787 or go to zellnerartscenter.org. You also have a number of modern selections, or I should say more recent selections on the program, and we'll be listening to another performance, another recording shortly. Tell us a little bit more how they potentially relate back to Shakespeare, like your Ralph Vaughan Williams and Brahms.
Well, it's important to note that Shakespeare has inspired composers from his day to our own. We're exploring how this influence happens in the 19th century, the 20th century, and the 21st century. So in addition to doing works of the period, such as the Gibbons that you heard earlier, we're taking on more modern settings. Among those is Jakob Mantajärvi's wonderful setting from Macbeth, Double, Double, Toil and Trouble, The Witch's Curse, beautifully set for choir in a really kind of fun way. And also looking back to Brahms in the 19th century, that Shakespeare by Brahms's time was well known through translations by Goethe and very influential in the German culture. And one of his four songs in Opus 17 is Come Away Death in a German translation. And we're doing the whole set of Opus 17, which is an extraordinary set for women's choir, harp and two horns. It's one of the great gems for women's choir. It will be directed by my stellar colleague, Sunmin Lee, who directs Dolce, our women's ensemble. We could listen to Come Away Death from that set. It is number two of the four songs for horn and harp, and this is John Elliott Gardner conducting the Monteverdi Choir.
And we've been listening to music of Johannes Brahms sung by the Monteverdi Choir. And again, if you're just joining us, I'm pleased to have with us in the studio this morning my guest, Dr. Stephen Sammets, director of the Lehigh University Choral Arts, talking about upcoming performance of If Music Be the Food of Love, celebration of 400th anniversary of the death of William Shakespeare. This collaboration between all these components, all these local arts organizations, it's phenomenal that you're bringing them all together. What was their reaction when you first approached them and said, oh, we need dancers for this and we need puppets?
Well, it was probably along the lines of, oh, what fools these mortals be, or particularly Stephen Sammets. But I think our loyal audiences probably know that our choral concerts frequently venture into things that aren't maybe your typical choir concerts with people dressed in black holding folders and singing, that there's often theatrical elements of dance or puppetry. We've done this in the past, or a fully staged version of the St. Matthew Passion with dancers and sets. So Lehigh Choral Arts has often been adventurous in its presentation style, and I think this is up to our reputation. There is lighting and there's fog that descends for Macbeth or for The Tempest, so that there's a theatrical element, because I don't think you can really present Shakespeare without considering that he was an actor, he was an entertainer, that as much as we are elucidated by his prose, he really speaks to our hearts and souls as an entertainer, as somebody that touches us in this way. So when we started to think about a Shakespeare program, we certainly didn't want to take away from that theatrical element and wanted to bring that to the stage. So the choir, it will be moving around. There's elements of dance, there's elements of acting, the puppetry. All of this serves to bring the life of Shakespeare to the stage at Lehigh and to honor what is perhaps the greatest bard of all time.
You also have these readings. The readings, Macbeth, The Tempest. So does your program, does it flow a reading, choir, or reading with introduction of puppets. Tell us a bit about the flow of the program.
The program is designed to interweave the readings with the music. So the readings tend to be from the play, and then we present the music from that play or a setting from that play. So everything speaks to each other in a kind of dialogue on stage. If we talk about Ophelia from Hamlet, that the response is Robert Pearsall's Leah Garland, a piece from the 19th century, but relates to it because, mm-hmm. of course, Ophelia was drowning amidst a garland, and it's a kind of epitaph. Or when we have a reading about Orpheus and his lute, we follow with something about Orpheus. So I think the listeners will quickly fall into the rhythm of the work. And also, there are super titles that are happening during all of this so that it's easy to kind of follow along with the music and the readings as they happen so that people can easily tune in to the whole interplay.
Mm. And you have Lehigh University Choir, Glee Club, which is the men's chorus, and then you have Dolce, the women's ensemble. Are they all performing together, or do you highlight, or are the various organizations perhaps highlighted in solos or on their own?
Well, we have four major ensembles at Lehigh University. Many community members take part in our choral union, which will be performing May 6th and 7th with the Brahms Requiem, and that's, of course, coming up. That's our back burner piece right now. Then three of our groups are featured in the concert on April 1st and 2nd, and that would be the University Choir, our undergraduate choir of 60 mixed voices of all majors in the university. And from that are drawn the members of the Lehigh Men's Glee Club and our women's ensemble, Dolce. So each of them has a turn on stage. Dolce will be performing pieces from Vaughan Williams and Brahms. The Glee Club will be doing the Britten Ballad of Little Musgrave and the John J. Bird of Diss. And the choir, of course, is combining to do pieces from the period up to Cole Porter. And I won't say a whole lot more about that.
It does sound like an absolutely phenomenal concert performance with all these different components to it. It's obviously something people shouldn't miss. So I'd like to thank you for coming in, visiting with us this morning and telling us about this phenomenal celebration of the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. So for our listeners, if you're interested in tickets, once again, performance is on Friday, April 1st and Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Baker Hall, Zellner Arts Center on the campus of Lehigh University. And for tickets, you may phone 610-758-2787 or go online to zellnerartscenter.org. Dr. Sammets, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you.
It's always a pleasure to be here.